Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of kaiom.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vibhuti, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಓಂ ಸಹನಾಭವತು, ಸಹನೋ ಭುನಕ್ತು, ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂಕರವಾವಹೈ, ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ತಪಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಈಶ್ವರ ಪ್ರಣಿಧಾನಾನಿ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಯೋಗಃ ಸಮಾಧಿ ಭಾವನಾರ್ಥ ಕ್ಲೇಶ ತನೂಕರಣಾರ್ಥಶ್ಚ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾಸ್ಮಿತಾ ರಾಗ ದ್ವೇಷ ಅಭಿನಿವೇಶಃ ಪಂಚ ಕ್ಲೇಶಃ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಮುತ್ತರೇಷಾಂ ಪ್ರಸುಪ್ತ ತನು ವಿಚ್ಛಿನ್ನ ಉದಾರಾಣಾಂ ಅನಿತ್ಯಾ ಶ್ರೀ ದುಃಖನಾತ್ಮಸು ನಿತ್ಯ ಶುಚಿ ಸುಖಾತ್ಮ ಖ್ಯಾತಿರವಿದ್ಯಾ ದಿಗ್ದರ್ಶನ ಶಕ್ತಿಯೋರೇಕಾತ್ಮದೇವಾಸ್ಮಿತ ಸುಖಾನುಷಯೀ ರಾಗ ದುಃಖಾನುಷಯೀ ದ್ವೇಷ ಸ್ವರಸವಾಹಿ ವಿದುಷೋಪಿ ತಥಾ ರೂಢೋಭಿನಿವೇಶ ತೇ ಪ್ರತಿಪ್ರಸವಹೇಯಾಃ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಾಃ ಧ್ಯಾನಹೇಯಾಸ್ತದ್ವೃತ್ತಯಃ ಕ್ಲೇಶಮೂಲಕರ್ಮಾಶಯೋ ದೃಷ್ಟಾದೃಷ್ಟಜನ್ಮವೇದನೀಯಃ ಸತಿ ಮೂಲೇ ತದ್ವಿಪಾಕೋ ಜಾತ್ಯಾಯುರ್ಭೋಗಾಃ ತೇ ಹ್ಲಾದ ಪರಿತಾಪ ಫಲಾಃ ಪುಣ್ಯಾಪುಣ್ಯಹೇತುತ್ವಾತ್ ಪರಿಣಾಮತಾಪ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರ ದುಃಖೈಃ ಗುಣವೃತ್ತಿ ವಿರೋಧಾಚ ದುಃಖಮೇವ ಸರ್ವಂ ವಿವೇಕಿನಃ ಹೇಯಂ ದುಃಖಮನಾಗತಂ ದೃಷ್ಟದೃಷ್ಟ್ಯೋ ಸಂಯೋಗೋ ಹೇಯ ಹೇತು ಪ್ರಕಾಶಕ್ರಿಯಾಸ್ತಿಶೀಲಂ ಭೂತೇಂದ್ರಿಯಾತ್ಮಕಂ ಭೋಗಾಪವರ್ಗಾರ್ಥಂ ದೃಶ್ಯಂ ವಿಶೇಷ ವಿಶೇಷ ಲಿಂಗಮಾತ್ರಾಲಿಂಗಾನಿ ಗುಣಪರ್ವಾಣಿ ದ್ರಷ್ಟಾದೃಶಿ ಮಾತ್ರ ಶುದ್ಧೋ ವಿವೃತ್ತ್ಯಾನ ಪಶ್ಯಃ ತದರ್ಥ ಏವ ದೃಶ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಆತ್ಮ ಕೃತಾರ್ಥಂ ಪ್ರತಿ ನಷ್ಟಮಪ್ಯನಷ್ಟಂ ತದನ್ಯಸಾಧಾರಣತ್ವಾತ್ ಸ್ವಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಕ್ತ್ಯೋ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಉಪಲಬ್ಧಿ ಹೇತು ಸಂಯೋಗ ತಸ್ಯ ಹೇತುರ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ತದಭಾವಾತ್ ಸಂಯೋಗಾಭಾವೋ ಆನಂದ ದೃಶೇ ಕೈವಲ್ಯಂ ವ್ಯಕಖ್ಯಾತಿರಾ ವಿಪ್ಲವಾಹಾನೋಪಾಯಃ ತಸ್ಯ ಸಪ್ತಧಾ ಪ್ರಾಂತ ಭೂಮಿ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞಾ ಯೋಗಾಂಗ ಅನುಷ್ಠಾನಾತ್ ಅಶುದ್ಧಿ ಕ್ಷಯೇ ಜ್ಞಾನ ದೀಪ್ತಿರ್ ಆ ವಿವೇಕ ಖ್ಯಾತೇ ಯಮ ನಿಯಮ ಆಸನ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಯಾಮ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಾಹಾರ ಧಾರಣ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಸಮಾಧಯೋ ಅಷ್ಟೌ ಅಂಗಾನಿ ಅಹಿಂಸಾ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಅಸ್ತೇಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚರ್ಯ ಅಪರಿಗ್ರಹ ಯಮಃ ಜಾತಿ ದೇಶ ಕಲ ಜಾತಿ ದೇಶ ಕಾಲ ಸಮಯಾನವಚ್ಛಿನ್ನ ಸಾರ್ವಭೌಮ ಮಹಾವ್ರತಂ ಶೌಚ ಸಂತೋಷ ತಪ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯೀಶ್ವರ ಪ್ರಣಿಧಾನಾನಿ ನಿಯಮಃ ವಿತರ್ಕ ವಾಧನೆ ಪ್ರತಿಪಕ್ಷ ಭಾವನಂ ವಿತರ್ಕ ಹಿಂಸಾದಯ ಕೃತಕಾರಿತಾನುಮೋದಿತ ಲೋಭ ಕ್ರೋಧ ಮೋಹಪೂರ್ವಕ ಮೃದು ಮಧ್ಯಾದಿ ಮಾತ್ರ ದುಃಖ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಅನಂತ ಫಲಾಃ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರತಿಪಕ್ಷ ಭಾವನಂ ಅಹಿಂಸಾ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾಯಾಂ ತತ್ಸನ್ನಿಧೋ ವೈರತ್ಯಾಗಃ ಸತ್ಯ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾಯಾಂ ಕ್ರಿಯಾಫಲಾಶ್ರಯತ್ವಂ ಅಸ್ತೇಯ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾಯಾಂ ಸರ್ವತೋಪಸ್ಥಾನಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚರ್ಯ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾಯಾಂ ವೀರ್ಯಲಾಭಃ ಅಪರಿಗರಸ್ಥೈರ್ಯ ಜನ್ಮಗತಂಥಾ ಸಂಬೋಧಃ ಶೌಚಾತ್ ಸ್ವಾಂಗ ಜುಗುಪ್ಸಾ ಪರೈರ ಸಂಸರ್ಗಃ ಸತ್ವಶುದ್ಧಿ ಸೋಮನಸ್ಯ ಏಕಾಗ್ರಿ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಜಯಾತ್ಮದರ್ಶನ ಯೋಗ್ಯತ್ವಾನಿ ಚ ಸಂತೋಷಾತ್ ಅನುತ್ತಮ ಸುಖಲಾಭಃ ಕಾಯೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಅಶುದ್ಧಿ ಕ್ಷಯಾ ತಪಸಃ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಇಷ್ಟದೇವತಾ ಸಂಪ್ರಯೋಗಃ ಸಮಾಧಿಧೀಶ್ವರ ಪ್ರಣಿಧಾನಾತ್ ಸ್ಥಿತಿ ಸ್ಥಿರ ಸುಖಂ ಆಸನಂ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ ಶೈಥಿಲ್ಯಾನಂತ ಸಮಾಪತ್ತಿಭ್ಯಾಂ ತತೋ ದ್ವಂದ್ವಾನಭಿಘಾತಃ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಸತಿ ಶ್ವಾಸ ಪ್ರಶ್ವಾಸಯೋರ್ಗತಿ ವಿಚ್ಛೇದ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಯಾಮಃ ಸದು ಬಾಹ್ಯಾಭ್ಯಂತರಸ್ತಂಭವೃತ್ತಿ ದೇಶಕಾಲ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾಭಿಃ ಪರಿದಿಷ್ಟೋ ದೀರ್ಘ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಃ ಬಾಹ್ಯಾಭ್ಯಂತರ ವಿಷಯಾಕ್ಷೇಪಿ ಚತುರ್ಥಃ ತತಕ್ಷೀಯತೆ ಪ್ರಕಾಶಾವರಣಂ ಧಾರಣಾಶ್ಚ ಯೋಗ್ಯತಾ ಮನಸಃ ಸ್ವವಿಷಯಾ ಸಂಪ್ರಯೋಗೇ ಚಿತ್ತಸ್ಯ ಸ್ವರೂಪಾನುಕಾರ ಇವ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಾಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಾಹಾರಃ ತತಃ ಪರಮಾವಶ್ಯತೆ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಾಂ ಇತಿ ಪಾತಂಜಲ ಯೋಗ ಸೂತ್ರ ಪಾಠೇ ಸಾಧನ ನಿರ್ದೇಶೋ ನಾವದತೀಯ ಪಾದಃ. ಸೋ ವಿ ಕಮ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ತೃತೀಯ ಪಾದ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ವಿಭೂತಿ ಪಾದ. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಿಭೂತಿ ಪಾದ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ದಿ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಓವರ್ ಅಂಗಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಯೋಗ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಫೈವ್ ಅಂಗಾಸ್ ವಾರ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಪಾದ. ದಿ other three angas will be discussed, dharana, dhyana, samadhi will be discussed in this pada. And other than that, the siddhis which we might gain during the sadhana will also be discussed. Siddhis and its explanations that will be given. So that is what is important in this pada. We'll see. Uktani Pancha Bahirangani Sadhanani Dharana Vaktavya. Now, in the previous chapter, in the previous pada, we have seen the Bahiranga Sadhanas. See, what is the difference? Why should he? See, he said, he started saying, I will explain the Yoganga, eight limbed yoga. Now, he started explaining the five limbs in the previous, and now he starts with the other three limbs in this chapter. Why should he separate the five limbs and three limbs? The difference is, the five limbs which were explained in the previous pada were that which belong to the body external. Now, this, these three limbs which are dharana, dhyana and samadhi are totally called sanyama. This sanyama is that which is pertaining to the mind only. The previous thing, it was related to the body, and these three sadhanas are only dependent on the mind. Therefore, this is separated. Bahiranga sadhanani dharana vaktavya. Now we have to discuss the dharana. What is dharana? Deshabandhaschittasya dharana. Deshabandhaschittasya dharana. Deshabandhaschittasya dharana. Deshabandhaschittasya dharana. This is a very important practice in Yoga Sutra. And that is why there are some tantra granthas which solely dedicated to this dharana. So many dharanas are explained in the tantra granthas. Dharana is to fix your mind. Desha bandha. Desha bandha. Bandha means to bind. Desha means on a place. To bind your mind. To bind what? Bind yourself? No. Chittasya. To fix your mind to some object is called dharana. This object which you fix your mind with can be external or internal. It can be some external object, it can be internal also. Internal, you can visualize gods, etc. Or you can visualize the chakras and other things. So, this chakra upasana. Chakra upasana means I am not talking about Sri chakra upasana, I am talking about the Shat chakra upasana. The six chakras which for which if you want to gain detailed knowledge on these six chakras, there is a text called Rudra Yamala Tantra. Each of these chakras will be dealt with in detail. The devatas, the pritya devatas, the adi devatas and the upangas, the angas and the leaves, the petals and the petals, in which petal what devata will be and what is the consort of that devata, what will be the instruments that devata holds, and all these details will be, and what is the way to propitiate that devata. All these details will be given in that text, Rudrayamana Tantra. Now, I will tell that also, and I will tell this also. In Rudrayamala Tantra, you can gain all the knowledge of all these things. But when you come to, you can study this, when you come to Advaita, I will say, that is Mithya. All these chakras are mithya because they are seen. Whatever is seen, that is mithya, drishyatva. That is a simple logic I will give. I will condemn all the knowledge of those chakras. Drishyatva, it is seen. This is a bhavana. This dharana is a kind of bhavana. It's a feeling. It's a kind of projection. Bhavana is projection. You project your mind, you fix your mind, you make an idea that this is what I want to see. This is how it should have to look like. This, you are not seeing what exists as it is. You are seeing what you want to see as it is. You want to see a four petal leaf in some place. You will see that four petal leaf only. It is your bhavana. Because your concentration, you are seeing that. So, this bhavana, this is only based on bhavana. Yoga is based on bhavana. All the six chakras, there are six chakras, Shat Chakra Nirupana, there is a text called Shat Chakra Nirupana. Other than this Rudrayamala, there is a text called Shat Chakra Nirupana, where all the six chakras will be dealt with in detail. See, seven chakras. The seventh chakra, you cannot do attain that seventh chakra. See, only till six chakras, your yoga sadhana will be of use. The seventh chakra, there is no yoga sadhana for that, special sadhana for that. You have to keep on practicing the sadhana, whatever you have been doing, the process from 6 to 7 is automatic. It's just absorbed. According to the chitta shuddhi, the kind of purity you perform, the act for purity, whatever you perform, according to that, it takes on you to the 7th chakra, Brahmarandra. And that is where, according to the Sarpa Yoga or the Kundalini Yoga, that is where the Aikya of Shiva and Shakti happens. From the Mooladhara, you travel to the Brahmarandra. And there again, some people accept 6 chakras, 7 chakra including the Brahmarandra. Some people accept 2 in-between chakras, Chandra and Saurya chakra. There is an in-between chakra which is called Chandra chakra and Saurya chakra. And this is what, see, we don't see the truth, everything is put in allegory. They don't present anything in clarity. Just want to make you to do sadhana to understand. In Dakshinamurti or in Sri Vidya, whatever you see, there is a Chandra out there. That Chandra is not some Chandra which he has placed there for style. That moon he has placed is not something which is there for style. On the other side there is a sun. It's not placed for style. It is the two in-between chakras. It denotes the two in-between chakras. So, according to that school, there are 9 chakras. And already when I started talking about these chakras, I have said there are innumerable chakras. As many chakras as the joints or as many chakras as the nerves, physical, spiritual nerves. So, you can meditate on anything. And that is why in Bhagavad Gita, etc., Bhruvar Madhye, you have to meditate on the eyebrow, center of the eyebrow. That is one place. There you can meditate on the heart. You can meditate anywhere. It doesn't need to be internal. It doesn't need to be physical. It can be external. It can be in the mind also. Hrudaya Pundarika, the lotus of the heart. Something which is imagined. It can be external. Some deity, some photo, something. It can be that also. So, this bhavana, this propitiation, this meditation need not be, this dharma need not be something which is some physical or that which is related to our body or some bhavana in the body. It can be some bhavana external to the body. So, he says, nabhi chakre. You can meditate in the bhav, in the Yoga Sutra, he says, nabhi chakre. In the nabhi chakra. This is called Hara Chakra. And that is why there is a suicide kind of, it's only for the warriors, glorified suicide. It's called Harakiri. Harakiri means to cut open the Hara Chakra. The Japanese warriors, to commit suicide, they perform this Harakiri. It is called Harakiri. You cut open the lower abdomen in an L shape. You just cut and take an L shape cut. That is called Harakiri. Without pain. A death, painless death. That is what they say. We cannot practice it. We cannot experience it. It is called painless death. This is the chakra they concentrate on. And directly he says Nabhi Chakre. Bhashyadi. First chakra he is giving is Nabhi Chakra. He is not starting from Mooladhara. Understand this. He is not starting from Mooladhara. He is starting from Nabhi Chakra. Why? He is not giving the chakra which is in the throat, Anahata or some other chakra. He is giving Manipuraka, Anahata. He is not giving. He is saying Nabhi Chakre. Why Nabhi Chakre? Because the normal state of a person who is interested in performing the yoga sadhana, the normal state of a person who has practiced the fivefold limbs, which were said previously, Yama Niyama also and all. Without any effort, he will be present, his Urja will come to the, his energy will come to the Nabhi Chakra, the Hara Chakra, the Navel Chakra, without any effort. And from there, you have to put on your effort to go to the Heart Chakra, to the Throat Chakra, through the Eyebrow Chakra. So, you have to put your effort, if you practice, see, it is not just for yogis. Even for a person who performs physical exercise, even for a person who performs concentrated job, some job with so much of concentration, studying, etc. Whatever you do, if you do it with total concentration, then your energy will come to the navel portion, which is called this is the important chakra for the Tai Chi people, and they call Qi energy. They will hold the Qi energy in the navel. And that is why it is important. That's the center portion of your start of the yoga sadhana. So, Nabhi Chakre, Hriday Pundarike, or in the lotus of the heart. Lotus of the heart means it can be the physical heart in which you, physical heart itself has the form of lotus, is of the form of lotus upside down. So, you can meditate on that, or you can imagine a lotus in the heart. Or in the center of the heart. Chest. So that can also be there. Murdhni, or in your head. Murdhni Jyotishi, the light which is there on the head. The center of the head. This also has to be done as a bhavana. These are all bhavanas. You should not get confused with these kind of bhavanas. Because what happens? Yad bhavayati tad bhavati. Whatever you meditate upon, you start feeling its existence. After a period of time, you start feeling its existence. And it will become real almost to you. Almost real to you. Now, this should not be confused with. So, if you see something in your meditation, according to yoga, this is right. But according to Vedanta, we have to see things always according to from the standpoint of Vedanta. From the standpoint of Vedanta, this seeing light, etc. does not denote anything. If at all it denotes something, you have some problem. That is what. You see something which does not exist. We say there is nothing other than you, I, self. Then if you see something else, there is a problem actually. You see light or sound or whatever, there is a problem. So, nasika agre, or meditate on your, the tip of the nose. Jihva agre, or you meditate upon the inner tongue. In any of these places you can meditate upon, concentrate upon. Bahyeva vishaye, or on the objects external. Chittasya vritti matrena bandhayati. Chitta, without any other thought, only with that thought you have to meditate, concentrate on that point or that object of meditation, internal or external. That is what is dharana. Bandhayati dharana. That is what is called binding your mind, your thought function, to binding. Bandha is binding. Binding your mind, your thought function to that object which is internal or external is called dharana.